As millions of Ukrainians flee the invasion of their country, the U.S. is still grappling with another refugee crisis. That is, all of the Afghan refugees who were evacuated to the U.S. from Kabul last summer. They have now left the military bases where they lived for months, but for many, the journey still isn't over. Countless Afghans are still living in hotel rooms all across the country as they wait for permanent housing. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
At a hotel near the Baltimore-Washington Airport in Maryland, volunteers drop off backpacks full of donated school supplies to a room full of waiting Afghan kids and parents.
We also have the toys for the 5-year-old and below.
I like this.
Yeah. A local nonprofit organization has taken over this hotel conference room to help the families that are staying here. A man named Aziz has been living in the hotel for more than 2 months, along with his wife and 2 young children. He asked us not to use his last name because he's afraid of retaliation against their family back in Afghanistan. Aziz says he and his wife and kids still feel like passengers living out of backpacks in a hotel.
This hotel that we are living is good, not bad. But we are restless. We are not comfortable, not feeling comfortable.
A significant number of Afghans are in the same spot. 6 months after the Kabul airlift, the last Afghan families have finally left temporary camps at military bases in the U.S., more than 76,000 Afghans in all. But the effort to resettle them in permanent homes is far from complete. The biggest obstacle? Not enough affordable housing.
They are happy they are in a safe country, but still there are a number of challenges they are going through.
Shakara Rahimi came from Afghanistan herself in 2014. Now she works for the Luminous Network for New Americans, a nonprofit in Maryland that's helping support these families while they wait for permanent housing. Rahimi has been able to connect these families with medical care and get their kids registered for school. But for a while, these families weren't getting much help. In December, before Rahimi was working here, one of the Afghan women staying in the hotel gave birth. Rahimi says she and her husband had to find their own way to the hospital and back.
It was not easy for him to call the ambulance and take the wife there. And from the way back, he didn't know how to come back.
It's not clear exactly how many Afghan refugees are still living in hotels. The federal agencies in charge told us they don't have that information. But some states are tracking the numbers, which are likely in the thousands nationwide. Kelly Dobner is with Samaritas, a nonprofit in Michigan that's working to resettle Afghan refugees there.
When you have 1,700 refugees coming into the state at one time, just from Afghanistan alone, that puts an immediate strain on that already low affordable housing inventory.
Dobner says her organization is working with about 500 Afghan refugees. About half are still in hotels, and she estimates it will take several months to find permanent housing for the rest.
Time is running out, and there's no solution.
Sonik Sadezai came to the U.S. from Afghanistan more than 40 years ago. Now she works with Afghan Refugee Relief in Orange County, south of L.A. Sadezai is trying to find permanent housing for more than 100 newly arrived families. But she says rents in Southern California are high, and landlords are reluctant to rent to tenants with no credit history.
We're giving the social services, but where can they live? It cannot be on the street with their kids.
Sadezai says these families are getting help to cover their hotel rooms through refugee resettlement agencies. But that money is only supposed to last for 3 months. For some of these families, that deadline is coming up fast, and she doesn't know where they'll go when it's time to check out. Joel Rose, NPR News.